Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
All right, and we're back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate it. Also got to give a shout out to Splash and Dash. You're going to find out a lot more about what we're doing, where we are. So thank you for them for bringing us out here and about to throw an awesome party. And yeah, as you know, I don't introduce my guests, though, so I let them do that themselves. So my man, can you tell or reintroduce yourself to the people?
Reintroduce myself. Hey, folks, I'm Rod Hetherington. For those of you that don't know, I'm the owner and operator of Splash and Dash, Inc., valet vehicle detailing company, where you go to sleep at night, we pick up your vehicle, detail it perfectly, bring it back to you so you wake up to a brand new vehicle. Also offering windshield rock chip repair, and coming in the new year, a whole bunch of other new services that we're excited to tell you about, but we'll get to that when I have my shop secure.
There we go.
And thank you again for having me. I love this shit.
Yeah.
And I know that some of my friends are and my previous clients are coming up and talking to you about it, so I'll be very humbled by that whole experience.
Yeah.
But super excited about tonight's event, and it's going to be hot.
I almost
wish we could bring back the wet t-shirt contest. I know that that's not appropriate, but we used to host them back
in the day. That's right, down at Cowboys. I remember them quite fondly.
Yeah, and they were always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But obviously, we don't do that anymore.
It's going to be that hot.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
That hot.
Yeah.
So, for the next few weeks, what's going to happen, like, your episode is going to kick it off, but we haven't decided if it's every Tuesday or Wednesday. You and I can talk about what day you would prefer.
Okay.
But everybody that we're interviewing right now, for the next, as many interviews as we get, you're going to be getting the next few weeks, which I think is a really cool partnership.
And yeah,
it's a
you
cool
bet,
idea that we came up with. So
really, really great and different. Right,
because
and I know you've given me a lot of great advice. And for those of you that need advice for marketing wise, this guy is a freaking genius.
Thank you.
And he gave
that.
Me 4 points that I need to work on, and I've been working on those, and I've seen a huge increase in my following.
Yeah.
So hats off to you for giving
me that
advice, and I know it probably wasn't free.
Yeah.
But I'm confident that every direction I go in with you, I think it's going to be a positive one.
Yeah,
so
man.
I'm really excited.
I'm glad
to be.
That you. I was going to ask. Cause
yeah.
This show is just me talking to people. I have no question. So I was like, did you implement any of like what we talked about
you
in
bet.
Regards to the day?
100%.
So
yeah.
It
and
hasn't worked.
Mel does it as well.
Okay.
She's right into that stuff. So
right.
She's responsible for the content and
yeah.
the customer happiness. And I'm responsible for the other parts,
That's
the
awesome.
Other two parts. I don't want to give everything away.
Yeah.
But it's been really positive feedback.
Oh,
so it's
great.
Working really great. That's why I was busting your chops about, you know, remind me again of what those four points were.
Yeah.
And they work great. They work awesome.
Listen, so many people don't take me up on the offer that I give them. Like when I sit down with them, like we're just chatting for hours.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost anything. It's just you and me talking. Right. And I tell people like, hey, listen, utilize me as a resource just because like the end of the conversation is done. Like text me if you have any questions.
Right.
And so many people don't. And then I meet them like a month or two later and they're like, hey, I meant to reach out to you. Can you? And I was like, why didn't you reach out to me? So the fact that you reached out to me later that night, I messaged Tanner. I was like, this guy followed up with me right away. and I liked it. And like, that means like you heard what I was saying. You're implementing it.
100%.
And hopefully it turns into more success for your business.
And you
know what?
It's such common sense that I didn't think about it. I figured the best way to get business is to bombard everybody with splash and dash to create that brand. But then eventually, you know, they stop looking at my pictures because I post pictures of before and afters. They know what our service is now.
That's right.
So now I've got to look at different content in order to bring people to our site.
That's right.
And I think you obviously help with that. I think the vehicle that we purchased, the Lifted Smart Car, was a great investment.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot more attention and hence why I'm getting into more services.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see that new chapter.
Food for thought, like with that smart car that you bought, like it goes and it picks up the people's vehicles. It has
Correct.
The lights underneath and
Correct.
Stuff. Do you just drive that around for fun sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay,
All
good.
Day. Yeah, Mel and I use that. We'll go grocery shopping with it.
Yeah.
Anytime we just want to go have a sandwich, we usually go downtown, grab a sandwich, go sit by the Snai.
Yeah.
And people take pictures, take videos of it, and
is
our
it
windows.
Here?
Yes,
right
downstairs.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna shoot some videos with it before
we
wrap
cool.
this up.
But yeah, just as I pulled up, I was putting up our sign talking about the event tonight. Two guys that are building a business across the road said,
right.
hey, come fix our rock chips for us. So
that's
I
right.
could easily go fix those quickly.
You literally did that on
the
spot right now.
100%.
When you bounced off, you're like, hey, I'll be back, and you disappeared.
Exactly.
That's what you were doing.
10 minutes later, I fixed two rock chips, and they're sealed up for this guy so he doesn't have to worry about
that's
it. It's so
awesome.
Convenient. And the great part is I go to you, so
that's
you can
right.
phone me.
That's right.
You don't even have to be around. I
that's
just
right.
go fix your rock
that's
chip,
right.
and you can go to bed, or you can rest assured that you're in good hands. So.
Well, me and Bob were talking about this because before I filmed with him first. You guys will see that episode later. But he utilizes you for his fleet vehicle.
You bet.
Which I was just like... Like, in my head, when we spoke, I really wasn't thinking fleet vehicles.
Oh, really?
I was thinking, like, all personal and how that's good. But, like, back in the day when I used to work in oil and gas and I had guys that had fleet vehicles, Bob is right. That vehicle can't go down because if the vehicle goes down and that supervisor doesn't make it on site, he doesn't get to make his rounds, it's extremely inconvenient.
100%. And the great part about it is that, no offense to rental companies in town, but they have a crew that they have detailed their vehicles.
That's right.
Their prices are higher than ours.
That's right.
Now, that being said, I'm not knocking anyone's business, but we offer that option of being cheaper,
that's right.
more affordable,
yeah.
and we can go to your house and pick it up and bring it to you so that
you
wake
sleep.
Up in the morning to a brand, and I'll tell you what, nothing feels better than getting into a brand new vehicle. And the majority of my clients wake up and they forget that their vehicle was detailed. And they're like, holy shit, I can't believe I forgot about it, right?
That's right, that's right.
What a great way to start your day in a brand new, perfectly smelling vehicle.
So
and
that's,
fleets are awesome for us.
That's something that we didn't talk about last time. We'll talk about it a little bit more off camera because I didn't think about it when we were chatting in regards to like, what a huge market for you.
100%, 100%. And I need to get into that more. And I actually meant to talk to you about that to see how I can pick your brain about getting some more vendors or some more fleets or contractors to give us a shot. And
that's
we've got a couple of clients on board already that use us exclusively. But it's just so convenient. I want to get more people involved so that I need to hire more. I've got a staff of five right now. And we started with two.
That's right.
So I'm keeping them all busy.
Yeah.
And now that the fleets have come on board, now we're getting even more busy. So hopefully that'll get us going through the winter because the winter is a bit of a slower season for us. But again, bringing in some new services will really help us out.
Well, this is something me and Bob were talking about in regards to employment because like everybody owns a business. Like the human resource aspect is super challenging, finding those individuals. How do you find people, or how are you finding people to work for you?
Excellent question again. You're always got great questions.
Thanks, man.
And it always makes me think.
Yeah.
So usually it's just through Facebook. I don't use those big companies, right?
Right.
And now that I know that I have user resource, I'll use you. But usually, you know, it's hard to find staff for our particular niche because it's an evening service until we get into day service, which is coming in the new year.
But we're
hiring students. And I hate to say it, but women do a lot better job than men.
Facts.
At the detailing part.
Yep, yep.
And they tend to put me in my place sometimes when I tell them a little bit too much.
That's
so
right, that's
I like the headbutting, but finding the great crew that we have right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. I wouldn't trade any one of them. They're just great.
That's right.
But then coming the new year, I'm going to need some more. So I'll hit you up and maybe you can give me some ideas.
So when you say students, are you high school students?
High school students.
High school students.
You bet. Yeah. So in the summertime, I get a lot of people applying.
Yeah.
But when people are in school,
that's right.
It works so good because they can work for a couple hours at night
that's
and
right.
go home, go to bed, and make it for school. I don't keep them too late.
That's right.
But yeah, students seem to be where it's at when it comes to that.
What a great
detailing.
Opportunity for a student. I had a student that worked for us. His name was Avi. We hired him through Careers Next Generation as a summer program. And I'm a little bit different because of my background in human resources, and because I actually had to work summer jobs in Fort McMurray. I'm not going to go into the negative component about that, but more often than not, when a company hires a summer student, it's kind of like a sit over there and don't get in trouble.
Right.
And you just like want to blow out your brains because you're so bored not doing anything. So when I hired Avi and I hired another kid named Deason, I gave them a project, and that's what I hired them for. I'm like, this is a project. I want to start offering this service for my organization. Figure it out for me.
What a great
idea.
And
then they started from scratch, and they're like, well, can I have any guidance? And I'm like, if you have any questions, come and ask me, but I don't want to tell you how to get from A to Z,
right?
Because I'm going to go this way, but maybe you want to go like this, and maybe it's better. I don't know, and that's your project.
That's a great idea.
Thanks, man. And so Avi ended up starting this project, and part of the summer project or program was they had to go pitch it to clients, existing clients. So, like, they're already paying for some services. This is another one. And every client we had and currently have still, and that we bring on, pays for this service that Avi started.
Wow.
And so after the summer was completed, I was just like, do you want to still work for us?
Right.
And he was just like, yeah. And I won't go into what the service is.
Yeah.
Call me if you're interested in marketing.
It sounds interesting.
But it's kind of the same thing as you in regards to, like, I don't have a traditional workforce that has to show up to a building or work a 9-to-5. So Avi literally would be sitting at home watching a basketball game on his phone doing what he needs to do during the hours he needed to do it.
Yeah.
So as a high school student,
perfect.
He was in grade 10 when he started. He worked with us through grade 10, 11, and 12. And he tried to do it. He went to university. Big shout out. He's killing it in his engineering program. So he can't do it anymore. But when you offer students, like, something that's a little bit different outside of the 9-to-5, it's amazing what you can actually
That's a great grab. Idea because not only do you get to use their mind for something that you've never even considered.
That's
and
right.
I think that's great marketing-wise because yeah. they may have a totally different idea that I might have looked down on before, but if you give them, let them go with the reins kind of thing, or let
that's
the
right.
reins, let the chain off, kind of, so
yeah.
to speak,
yeah.
let them run with it.
That's right.
That's a great idea. I love
same
it.
Thing with Tanner. Tanner, I can't give away Tanner, how he looks, what his age, anything, but he's a young pup.
Right.
But I truly feel like those are the two demographics that I like to surround myself in when it comes to employment is, like we talked about, women. I built my career, women helped me build my career, moms in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're huge, huge. So big shout out to all the moms. I have a mom that runs my company, Pam, you are the best. Like, love, 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 love moms.
Right.
But like when you surround yourself with young people as well, because as you get older, you get stuck in your ways and your ideas, and somebody who's young will say something and you'll be like,
exactly.
Why didn't I think about that?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to utilize yeah. that with my girls and see,
yeah,
you know, give them a project and say, how can we get this client on board?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, and see what they come up yeah. with. That's a great idea.
Well, we got to kick it. I don't know how much time we're here because I'm not on that side of the camera and Tanner's off doing work. But before we continue the conversation, we have a supporter or sponsor. Her name is Carrie. She has a company called Patchouli Rose. She's going to talk about sunscreen. Everybody enjoy Carrie.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay, and we're back. All right, let's talk about this event a little bit more. So
tonight.
Tell me about this event that's taking place.
So this is our first annual event. We're going to do this every year, and we're hoping that they'll get bigger and bigger. Me, with my nightclub background and my DJ experience, as in booking DJs, we're hosting an event called the Splash and Dash End of Summer Bash, and it's on tonight, Friday, August 19th, at the Banquet Rooftop Patio. Tickets are $20. You can get them at eventbrite.ca or at the door, but I'm telling you, they're flying out of Eventbrite as we speak. So I don't know when this is going to air.
Yeah, after the event. They missed
it. After the event. Okay, well, you missed it. But anyways, well, I'm sure you'll see the videos and pictures of it throughout social media.
Yeah.
But that being said, just wanted to put on a great event to show our support of our local community, obviously. We don't see a lot of huge DJed events anymore.
No.
And I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to get out despite the heat, but at least we're outdoors.
Yeah.
On the rooftop patio. And I think it's going to be a fantastic night. I know it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have hundreds of people here.
Yeah.
But again, I want to get in back into that promoting of the events and bring a little bit more entertainment. I just heard, I won't say who, but there's a restaurant going here in this mall.
Okay.
And it's going to be huge.
Okay.
So more stuff like that I see coming to Fort McMurray is really more attractive for everybody in Fort McMurray.
And I'm excited to hear what restaurant this is after
I'm sure you'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
But that being said, if you're watching this afterwards, thank you for all of you who did come out. And I'm sure I saw you, and I'm sure it was an awesome night. But again, we're going to do this every year. Yeah. The first annual Splash and Dash End of Summer Bash, Friday, August 19th, which is today.
That's right.
And thank you for all your support for McMurray. We're going to be here for a long time, so we really appreciate your business.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting concept in regards to when I would love to talk about this more with you, but after we're done filming. The bar scene, the club scene, just the young generation in general, I'm seeing such a different shift now.
100%.
And so, like, how do you cater to them? And I think what you're doing is really cool in regards to, in a community like Fort McMurray, there's not a club or there's not a bar anymore. And a lot of that has to do with, it's not sustainable anymore 100%. To do it like every weekend in and out.
Right.
And so by you offering something like an annual event, it brings that back and people can get excited about it. But it's a part of your old industry that, like, how do you shift? How do you pivot to the younger?
Well, when I started, that was my crowd. You know, I've been managing nightclubs for since I was 21. So I've been at this for more than 25 years. Mm-hmm. So I've got a niche for it. I've got a niche for talking to people when we're out.
That's
my God, it's so hot.
I'm with you, bro.
I should have wore black. But yeah, I think it's I don't think it's difficult. I think you provide a quality product that people will show up for.
Yeah.
So if you build it, they will come.
That's
keep the music great. Keep the clientele, you know, dressed properly and acting properly. You know, with a younger generation, I know that when I was 18, I was out you know, getting in ruckuses and being kicked out of bars.
That's right.
Right, so I think in order to have a great, safe event, which is what I completely aim at, is to operate or treat everybody with absolute respect, and they'll do the same to you.
That's
and they'll
awesome.
Start, you know, they'll start coming out and learning about your events and
you
what
go.
They, how they're expected to behave.
There you go, very cool.
You know,
cool.
Security is super important, and I'm confident in banquet staff that we're gonna have a great night.
That's awesome. Well, listen, my man, that's the end of today's episode. As you know, though, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
Splash and Dash Valet Vehicle Detailing Incorporated since 2013. We make you grin when you get in. Please check us out online. Also, our phone number is 587-644-DASH. Text us or call us anytime. Mobile windshield rock chip repair. And as well, we're starting up some new services in the new year. So thank you again for McMurray for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you in the near future.
That's awesome. All right. Well, my man, thank you very much. I know you're going to be a reoccurring guest. So anytime you want to sit down and chat, we can do it with the camera on or the camera off. So
awesome.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, once again, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. Big shout out to Carrie. Thank you so much for informing us about sunscreen today. Go support Carrie and all of our other products at Patchouli Rose. And hey, Splash and Dash and the Banquet for making this happen. We love it. Thank you so much. I hope you're having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.